donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Welcome to the weekend. And if you're just starting school, like Yawk and Brentwood, joining a bunch of other school districts, and Monday, Pittsburgh Public School will join the parade. It's been quite a week, and tonight promises to be quite a night and weekend at the Wolverina, Woodland Hills. And right now, we have Athletic Director Ty Brown with us on our V-Mix, we call it. You can see Ty actually in the stadium at the Wolverina. All you got to do is click on our kdkradio.com stream, choose the live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Ty, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I appreciate you taking the time to be in the stands with the Wolverina in the background. You have quite a setup there. This is perfect for these five big games to open the football season.
Absolutely, man. There's no other place to be other than a Wolverina, you know?
And first game, you're first up against North Allegheny. So that's my alma mater. So right out of the gate. You know what's great about this town, Ty, is you're a half person from everybody, right?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So we're excited about tonight.
And you're expecting a big crowd there. How many can you seat at the Wolverina?
We can seat about 12,000 comfortably here at the Wolverina. You know, I know back in the day, in the early 2000s, they would get a little bit more than that with standing room only, but we could comfortably seat about 12,000 here.
You should have. I mean, Mother Nature's cooperating because it looks like the weather's going to be great for both today and tomorrow. In fact, tonight, when the sun goes down, it'll get really comfortably cool. So a perfect setup for this weekend. So talk us through the practical parts. If people want to come, where do you suggest? Parking is at a premium, so what's the game plan, Ty?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like any, you know, big-time stadium. You go and play, or you go watch college football, or you go watch pro football. You know, you're parking a ways from the stadium, and you're walking up with your family, you're talking stuff to the opponent, and you're coming in and you're enjoying good football. So, you know, there's some good parking here down at the down in Turtle Creek. You can find some parking down there. We had some shuttles running back and forth to Turtle Creek, and you know, we're able to get you up to the Wolverina in time for the game.
By the way, individual tickets $13 for adults, $25 for a weekend pass, but that includes five big games. So game one, as we mentioned, North Allegheny and Woodland Hills. Then Central Catholic will take on, there's some confusion. It's not LaSalle College. It's LaSalle College High School.
Absolutely.
And then tomorrow, McKeesport, Delaware Valley, then Steel Valley and Westinghouse, followed by Elizabeth Forward and West Mifflin. So last year, this was a big hit. And I think a lot of people are very excited to participate this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah, man. It's going to be the biggest event in Whipple football, you know, right here at the Wolverina. We got five huge games. You know, last year, a bunch of games came down to the wire. We expect the same thing this year. It's going to be some good football. It's going to be some high energy. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be great food. This is going to no other place to be other than the Wolf Arena this weekend.
Well, what's the go-to at the concession stand? What do you recommend, Ty?
Oh, they got good pizza at the concession stand. And, you know, the high school favorite, the chicken fingers and fries. I don't know what they do at our concession stand, but every time someone leaves here, it's like, I don't know why the chicken and fingers and fries were so good. But they do a great job in there. And, you know, those boosters, they spend a lot of hours preparing that stuff. And, you know, they do a good job on Friday and Saturdays.
Well, Woody High has a great reputation, especially in football, put a lot of young talent into you know, college and even some of the pros. So how long have you been athletic director?
I'm going into my third year, which is a blessing.
And I know that our team here at KDK Radio, Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Mike White, Donnie Football, and everybody that gathers, we're very proud to cover high school football. How meaningful is it to get the focus in a community for a school?
It's huge. It's huge, especially a public school, right? That's one of the biggest things that you try to accomplish. You have to grasp the community because the players and our student athletes, they feel that support, right? They feel the backing of the community, and it makes everything so much better. When there's no friction with the community and everybody's on one accord, you know, you're able to handle things properly and, you know, go out there and put your best foot forward and try to compete for a championship.
All right, get there early. 5 big games at the Wolf Arena. Ty, I appreciate you taking time. It's an exciting weekend. I wish you and Woody High all the best.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Athletic director Ty Brown in the stands. You say that, Paul, that's kind of cool how he set himself up to be right in the stands.
Yeah, you can see the press box and the Wolf Arena logo behind him. Yeah, it's a great look and gives you the spirit of high school football, Friday Night Lights, here we go.
Yeah, so in the last hour, we had Mike White, the Hall of Fame writer with the Post-Gazette, who's also part of our coverage team. You had band director at Gateway, Ryan Moser, and then Ty Brown, who's the athletic director at the Wolf Arena, Woody High.
You're curious to know, because I was back in the newsroom working on something when Mike was on with you earlier. Were there any predictions of any kind?
Oh, yeah, he broke down each of the 5 games, and he did it in rapid fire, but he gave not so much picking who would win, but the highlights of who some of the players are on the teams. And there's some really impressive talent, including a young man named Scoop Smith from Woody High, who was the player of the year last year. So a lot of excitement. Keep it on KDK Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And, of course, our free Odyssey app you can download AUDACY and Bluetooth us through your car speakers or wherever your Bluetooth speaker, anywhere. And we got you covered here on KDKA. Tamira Rush in studio from our newsroom. Welcome to the weekend.
Oh, I'm excited.
Love the hat.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm cool.
What's trending, you know, T? I know you're cool.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Cracker Barrel.
Good Lord.
Crackle Barrel.
Did you hear how much money they lost just because they changed the logo?
They're outraged on social media.
So explain, the original Cracker Barrel logo included like an outline of a guy sitting next to a big barrel. And it said Cracker Barrel.
Correct.
They eliminated everything except now it says Cracker Barrel. What's the big deal?
Oh, well, President Trump said WTF. He responded, of course, you know that. He on social media, what WTF is
what?
Wrong with at Cracker Barrel? People are saying that they're going to stop going there.
Why?
If they don't change it back.
What?
It's because it's woke. What do you mean, Larry? It's the woke movement.
I don't understand.
They're saying that it's political. The woke folk put pressure on Cracker Barrel to do this. But that's not actually the problem. Cracker Barrel said it's time for a change. They made a change for now and in the future. It's a decision, a company decision.
Do you remember?
We change logos all the time. We've changed our logo. Have we not? I mean, we're Odyssey, Orange. We were KDKA, News Radio. I mean,
CBS, Westinghouse.
Westinghouse, yeah. Infinity Broadcasting, Viacom. We were a number. We've changed. I mean, folks are crazy. I mean, they are outraged about this.
But just because of the change in the reaction of Trump, they have lost their stock, went down.
Right. Cracker Barrel says new logo is a rebrand for today and for tomorrow. So that's Cracker Barrel's decision to do. But there's history behind Cracker Barrel and black folk. There have been lawsuits after lawsuits after lawsuits against Cracker Barrel for discrimination practices, and they paid out lots of money. So there's history. So, I mean, this is why we see people on social media, like the president, who says this is kind of like the woke people are behind this. It's political. You know, it goes. But, yeah, Cracker Barrel has had a large number of lawsuits for racial discrimination practices at the restaurant. So it goes.
Next.
Anyway, let's play Old Town Road. I'm gonna take my remember this song? The Old
Town Road. Little Nas X took this to country music, and it was a huge hit. But yesterday, imagine him walking down the street in nothing but his white BVDs.
Yes.
What was that all about?
They said he had an episode. Yeah, he had an episode. It's sad to see something like this is happening, but
what happened?
People are underestimating mental illness. We've been saying this for years.
So where did this happen? What city was this in?
This is in California.
He's walking down, mm-hmm. and this was at
Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. 5:30 a.m.
In his underwear.
Mm-hmm. He was arrested.
But somebody was filming it.
Yeah, they watched it because they taped him. Someone's driving by with their cell phone, and he, you know, had his little performance, and he was talking back and forth to the person who was videotaping, inviting him to some location. And it went viral. I mean, but people underestimate mental illness. It blows my mind how people feel like and say, like, this isn't a thing. I mean, this is a thing. Mental illness is real, and we should address it accordingly. Moving on.
Next.
Yesterday, I had the pleasure of meeting Dante Green, Westinghouse coach. He is a fantastic person. Fantastic. They have a program. It's called TIP. It's the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh. I had no idea that this organization existed. No idea. It helps kids who are in the system, out the system, going in, people who are in jail, incarcerated, come out, and there are programs to help with people who are making a transition. And I had the opportunity to speak to him yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
Westinghouse is facing some challenges this season with the loss of several key players. Coach Dante Green tells me the organization's philosophy has always been to develop young players.
And we lost a lot of guys. We're going to be really young this year, but we're going to be really tough. And I think we'll be really competitive. And I'm looking forward to some great.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Things happening.
So for right now, Green says his focus is the 26-27 school year to make sure those kids are developed and ready to play. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Yeah, so Westinghouse plays Saturday, right?
And kickoff is this afternoon for the first game.
Yes.
3:30 at Wolverina. We just talked to Ty Brown, the athletic director.
Yes. So to know that Westinghouse, and I am an alumni of Penn Hills, of course, but my husband graduated from Westinghouse High School.
The house.
Yeah. So I thought it was very important for us to focus on Westinghouse, which plays tomorrow, but to be in a position as Dante Green and what he's done with those kids at Westinghouse is phenomenal. I mean, you cannot say enough about him. And just to have an opportunity to speak with him, to know, because all eyes are on Westinghouse and how are they going to do this year? They've lost a number of players last year to graduation. But he said, you know, this is what this was a mission for him. God chose this life for him. He enjoys every minute of it. He said, but he's now looking to develop the young kids that's coming in now, prepare them for the future.
The house, we recognized him a couple of years ago as one of our hometown heroes, more so for what he does off the field.
Absolutely.
T, have a great weekend.
You too, Larry.
We'll see you at Cracker Barrel.
Uh-oh.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard. A lot going on. We expect to hear something from President Trump at noon, some type of announcement. We'll keep you posted on that. Not sure what it is. We will hear from the Fed today, and there is some anticipation interest rates might finally be going down. Not sure what the job numbers will be or how they'll be reported, since there's been a big change there. But a lot of questions involving the economy in particular. And joining us, we welcome back Phil Kirpin, who is the president of the American Commitment and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So explain what your organization does so people understand where you're coming from.
Well, we're a national free market advocacy group. We work really on all the fiscal, economic, and regulatory issues, and we try to get people the facts and the information and the opportunities so they can weigh in on some of the policy fights and tip some of the outcomes in a more free market direction. If people are interested, AmericanCommitment.org is the website for my main organization. And then the group that I also work with as well, you mentioned Unleash Prosperity, that I do with Steve Moore and Art Laffer and Steve Forbes. The main thing we do there is a daily newsletter with sort of the facts and information on economic issues. And if people want that, UnleashProsperity.com.
So are we anticipating that the Fed might finally lower interest rates? I know the president has pushed Jerome Powell to do this for some time now.
Well, the market is expecting that we finally get a rate cut, and it would be a bit of a surprise if they don't announce one. The September cut has been expected all year. It's been priced into the markets all year. But in the last few days, we've seen some indications that they might not cut. And we, it was the Federal Reserve Bank president of Cleveland, I think it was, a couple of days ago, said that she does not want to cut. And so there's a little bit of uncertainty. But I think that after they've been telegraphing all year long that they were going to wait until September to cut, they can't not do it. And so I do think we'll get a 25 basis point cut. But people are sort of holding their breath right now to see what Powell says in the big Jackson Hole speech. And I find it amazing that they do this big speech every year in Jackson Hole of all places.
Right, which is,
isn't it amazing?
Apparently a beautiful resort town. I've never been.
Sure. I've never been there. I've never been there either, but yes, it's
well, it's a little
very
pricey for the average American to go there for any reason. But you're right. Why can't they do this in Washington in some kind of boardroom?
Yeah, I mean, the Fed boardroom is pretty luxurious itself, by the way. But yeah, and they're spending $3 billion renovating the Fed headquarters in Washington. It was originally supposed to be half that, but the price keeps ballooning. They've got, like, rooftop gardens and all this area. I mean, it's when you can print the money, you can have as nice a headquarters as you want.
Well, that's because they're using our money, Phil, as you know, to do all this stuff. Meanwhile, so explain to me why, when the tax, the interest rates drop at the Fed level, how that trickles down to everything else, including credit card you know, the interest that some of these credit card companies, which is outrageous, by the way, but it's going to help consumers to some degree, is it not?
Well, it should. Typically, when the Fed cuts rates, you see, you know, it hurts you in one way because the rate you get in your savings account usually goes down, but it helps you if you're borrowing because the rate on your loans also goes down, at least for short-term lending. And, you know, the Fed really has pretty good control over short-term interest rates. They have very little control over long-term interest rates. And so, you know, one of the cautions that I've been telling people is, look, you know, the president acts like mortgage rates are going to go down immediately if the Fed cuts interest rates. That's not necessarily true. Last year when the Fed cut interest rates, the 10-year Treasury and the 30-year mortgage, they went up, not down, because those have more to do with the expectations that people have for inflation in the medium and long term. And those can actually get worse if the Fed juices the economy with rate cuts in the near term and you don't have any discipline on federal spending, and the expectation is you're going to have inflation still in the long term. And so I would like to see the Fed cut the short-term rates, but I think it's absolutely crucial that we get a lot more spending restraint from Congress on the fiscal side moving into this fall if we really want to get those long-term rates down too, which for most people, you know, if they've been frozen out of the housing market because they can't afford it where mortgage rates are, they're not necessarily going to be helped by the Fed cutting if we don't get Congress to cut spending as well.
We're with Bill Kirpin, President of American Commitment. That said, let's talk about inflation. What do we anticipate? We've gone through now almost, hard to believe, August too, as we get to close out summer. Where do we stand when it comes to inflation right now?
Well, it's in the sort of the 2-3% range. It's not down to 2%, which is what the Fed was hoping for, and I think that's, you know, why they've been sort of hesitant to cut rates. Although, you know, it's pretty much in the same place it was last year when they did cut rates. The only change there is the president, which is why a lot of people think they're being political in this. But inflation has been challenging. I think that we're starting to see some pass through on some of the tariffs, which is causing upward pressure on some prices. We did get some very positive counter-inflationary, anti-inflationary policy changes in the Big Beautiful Bill, incentives for business investment, and we've seen a lot of deregulation. Anything that increases the amount of goods and services in the economy is good for downward pressure on prices. So I think the president's agenda overall has been disinflationary, but the tariffs certainly are starting to pass through in prices somewhat. And, you know, I don't think we're going anywhere back to the 7, 8, 9% we had under Biden, but when you're adding, you know, 2.5-3% on top of that big bulge that we just had, people continue to feel the strain from that. And I think that that's the challenge we've got right now, is we haven't fully digested that huge amount of inflation that we had in the Biden years. Although I will say, and I think this is kind of an important milestone, just in the last couple months, we've reached the point where the median worker, the middle average type worker, in real terms is back to record highs, which is to say real weekly wage growth has finally caught up with the increase in prices that we had from Biden. And, you know, just getting out of the hole, of course, doesn't make people feel good necessarily, but I think that if we can continue to grow from here, people are going to start to feel kind of that pressure on their household budgets ease. So inflation, I would say, is a little bit higher than we'd like it to be, but right now it's being outpaced by income growth, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, and we haven't even dug into tariffs. We'll see if what the president has to say today involves tariffs. There's a lot of unknown and gray area, especially when it comes to China. So, Phil, would love to have you back. Thanks for the time today. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Bye.
Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment on the Big K Morning Show.
The last things you expect to see at 1:30 in the afternoon on Green Tree Road in Scott Township.
Yeah, carjacking. Bold and brazen with masked gunmen getting out, stopping traffic, and hijacking, in this case, carjacking a Jaguar.
Yeah, four young men with their identities disguised, but there are pictures of them. They're available right now at kdkradio.com. Cracker Barrel's logo change is provoking not only widespread criticism on social media, investors don't care much for it either. Cracker Barrel lost, Larry, $100 million in value yesterday.
Just by changing their logo and getting criticized for it.
Yeah, they're changing the interiors of the stores, and it's not popular with the people who are frequent visitors, apparently. The Steelers won their last preseason game, 19-10 at Carolina, and after the game, Mike Tomlin shared his assessment of the team's performance.
We turned the ball over there early. The tackling was shaky at best at times. I think they had 100 yards rushing at the half, and that's just kind of indicative of how poor the tackling was at times. And so we got some things to work on.
And plenty of time to do it. The Steelers do not play until September 7th in New Jersey against the Jets to open the 2025 season.
And then to close the month of September, it's off to Dublin and a game with the Vikings.
In Croke Park Stadium. I'm looking forward to that. It should be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and heck, you might even do your show from over there.
I think so. Wouldn't that be fun on that Friday leading in to the big weekend?
Nice.
Stocks dip Thursday ahead of today's address by Fed Chair Jerome Powell on inflation and interest rates. The Dow dropped 152 points. The NASDAQ ended negative 72. S&P had a slide of 25 points. More potentially radioactive shrimp may be lurking in your freezer. California-based Southwind Foods issued a recall for several brands of frozen shrimp sold between July 17th and August 8th in 9 states. They were imported in containers that tested positive for the isotope cesium-137. Earlier this week, Walmart also recalled several batches of Great Value frozen shrimp. But Walmart seems to be navigating economic uncertainty and tariffs well compared to its competitors like Target. The latest earnings report for the nation's largest retailer shows a 4.6% increase in sales over the previous quarter, leading to a lift in its annual outlook. Walmart says customers can expect cost increases as new tariffs take effect. And Cracker Barrel's new logo is getting a big thumbs down from customers and investors. The company's stock dropped almost $100 million in value Thursday after unveiling a simplified logo, losing the iconic image of a man leaning against a barrel. The classic interior design of the restaurants has also undergone upgrades. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Friday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
It's 66 and mostly cloudy at 9 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Shaler police have three
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.